America's extremely wealthy population is bigger than ever, and their money is supporting jobs for an increasing number of low-wage workers. Also called wealth workers, they cut, clean, and color the nails of rich people's hands and feet. They rub and stretch rich people's bodies. They help rich people exercise and become stronger. But the workers who provide this manicuring, massaging, and personal training often earn very low wages. Mark Moreau is a researcher at the Brookings Institution in Washington, D.C. He explains that people with extra money are willing to pay other people to do services for them, whether it's teaching them yoga or walking their dogs. At the same time, Moreau says, an increasing number of people really need this sort of work. But he notes that the country is losing middle wage work, what Americans might call traditionally more solid or dignified. Personal care and services jobs are the fastest growing part of the job market for non-college educated workers, the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics reports. They are expected to grow by 17% in the next 10 years. The Brookings Institution adds that the number of manicurists and pedicurists doubled between 2010 and 2017. Exercise trainers and dog walkers increased at up to 3 times the rate of employment. Moreau says at least 3 million people in the United States currently do this type of service work for the rich. Wealth workers are more likely to be women and Latino. They often do not have a college degree, and they may work several jobs providing services to people who have more money. Our concern is not so much that the jobs exist, but that because of the way we structure work in America, they're not good jobs. They really don't pay that well, Moreau says. These workers are among the easiest to use unfairly. They rarely have sick leave, vacation days, or savings to support them when they stop working. But the jobs do offer something for new immigrants. 1/3 of workers in the U.S. are in the so-called gig economy, about 10% of them full-time. The rest are part-time, picking up gigs, such as driving for Uber, to add money from another job. I think it's good for the economy because these are people who need those jobs, and demand is the greatest creator of labor power for working people, says Lewis Hyman. He is the director of the Institute for Workplace Studies at Cornell University. The question is not how do we get rid of the gig economy, but how do we marry that with security? And it's not just a question for gig workers, but for all low-wage workers in America. Hyman says one answer to the problem could be to set up a system of private accounts for each worker. Every time someone provides a service, a dollar goes into their health care account, and a dollar goes into their savings account. That way, says Hyman, workers have an easy way to build financial security. Mark Moreau is also concerned about the health of American society. Service jobs often show the difference between the wealthy and the poor. That difference will produce a lot of dissatisfaction among the bottom half, Moreau says. He urges that work serving others be taken seriously and respected. Let's ensure these are dignified jobs, he says. I'm Susan Shand.